News, Richard C. Hottled reporting on the CBS Radio Network. A stunning turn in the Watergate case this afternoon. President Nixon agreed to abide by Judge John Sirica's order of August 29th and turn Watergate tapes over to the judge for his private examination. That legal bombshell, a complete reversal of the stand Mr. Nixon has stubbornly and painfully held, was touched off in Judge Sirica's courtroom this afternoon by the president's lawyer, Charles Allen Wright. "This president," said Wright, "does not violate the law. He has authorized me to say he will comply with the court's order in full." At once, political leaders in Washington paused to consider the new situation, to see whether and how it affected the gathering storm, public demands for Mr. Nixon's resignation, and for the first time in 100 years, the first moves toward impeachment proceedings in the House of Representatives. Reaction was spontaneous. One of Mr. Nixon's conservative supporters, Barry Goldwater of Arizona, said simply, "Thank God," unquote. One of the president's liberal adversaries, Hubert Humphrey of Minnesota, said this:
"I'm pleased. I think this is the right thing for the president to do. It's what I've been hoping that he would do. This one act alone will do a great deal to relieve all the tension that we have centering around the Watergate matter. It will do a great deal to ease the governmental crisis. So I commend the president for a decision that he has taken, and one that I hope will lend itself to some solution to these problems."
In the House, Democratic floor leader Tip O'Neill said the preliminary impeachment inquiry should go on, but he said there's no question the president has dampened the chances of impeachment. Former special Watergate prosecutor Archibald Cox, whose dismissal last Saturday touched off the removal of the attorney general and brought the crisis to a head, Archibald Cox consulted briefly with Senator Edward Kennedy after the news broke. No one knows what that was about, but as he emerged, Cox told CBS News correspondent Nelson Benton, quote, "I, like all Americans, am pleased that the president has decided to obey the law," unquote. Cox would say no more. The Middle East story in 1 minute.
Only one can be the leader in popularity. In the model year that has just passed, purchases of Cadillacs were over double those of the nearest competitor. Only one can be the leader in resale value. Cadillac traditionally leads all U.S. car makes in resale value. Only one can be the leader in owner loyalty. And the percentage of repeat buyers for Cadillac is historically the highest in the automobile industry. And for 1974, Cadillac leads with the greatest choice in the luxury field. 9 basic models, plus new special edition cars. Only one can be the leader. Cadillac 74. More than ever, America's number one luxury car.
The Middle East ceasefire is a shambles, only a day after it was voted, each side blaming the other as before. Israel's military spokesman said Egyptian forces tried after the deadline to reduce Israeli positions west of the Suez Canal. Fighting went on unofficially all night. Then this morning, said General Shlomo Gazit, the lid officially came off.
By 7 o'clock, we were rather fed up, and we asked our Air Force to intervene and hit the forces that were attacking our troops. And practically since then, I can say that along the southern part of the front, there is practically no ceasefire for all practical purposes.
In Jerusalem, Prime Minister Golda Meir told an emergency meeting of parliament that Israel would continue fighting as long as the Egyptians do and would hold the additional territory it has gained in both Egypt and Syria until a binding peace settlement has been signed. The Soviet Union reacted angrily to the new developments on the Middle East front, blaming Israel for the failure of the ceasefire and warning that this could lead to, quote, the gravest of consequences, unquote. A Soviet government statement meant to carry great weight accused Israel of accepting the ceasefire as a screen for new attacks both against Egyptian soldiers and on peaceful population centers. Moscow did not explain what it meant by gravest consequences. Now this message.
If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only, I can be so
Share your warmest feelings with someone you miss. Long distance is the next best thing to being there.
Egypt this morning called for an urgent meeting of the UN Security Council, as one Egyptian source said, to get the two superpowers who drafted the ceasefire resolution in the first place to do something to put it into effect. That something turns out to be a new joint Soviet-American draft resolution calling on the parties to stop shooting and proposing that UN observers now in Cairo be sent back to the Suez Canal area. Differences over wording and procedure have, however, held things up all afternoon, and the council convened only a few minutes ago to discuss it. Signs of more practical U.S.-Soviet cooperation. The Pentagon says that the United States has reduced the pace of its airlift to Israel. The Pentagon understands, it says, that the Russians have done the same to the Arabs. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has postponed his trip to China, saying that it will be rescheduled for a later time, together with a visit to Japan. State Department spokesman Robert McCluskey explained that Kissinger was in close touch with the Soviet Union, among others, trying to put the Middle East ceasefire together again. The man who shares the Nobel Peace Prize with Secretary Kissinger, Le Duc Tho of North Vietnam, says he wants no part of it until peace really comes to Vietnam. In a message to the Norwegian Nobel Prize Committee, Tho accused the United States and the Saigon government of continuing seriously to violate the Paris ceasefire agreement. The stock market reports after this.
And this year, the best means Kojak.
You're a murderer. You're a pusher. You showed Teddy how to use the needle. And then you turned him in to save your own sweet hide. You make me sick.
Telly Savalas is Theo Kojak, a special breed of New York detective. The right man on the right job, right here on CBS. Wednesday on the CBS Television Network.
Acid indigestion and heartburn can be more than just acid alone. Often there's trapped gas, too. That's what we at Digel call gassed indigestion. G-A-S-I-D, gassed indigestion. Digel is made for gassed indigestion because Digel is different. It does more than plain add acids. Digel reduces the excess acid of occasional acid indigestion while it gets rid of trapped gas fast. Digel for gassed indigestion. Use only as directed.
The news that President Nixon will turn the Watergate tapes over to Judge John Sirica turned a sinking stock market around completely. On Wall Street today, stocks closed higher. Volume on the New York Exchange totaled 17,230,000 shares. The average price per share was up 18 cents. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at closing was up 5.94 and stands at 966.51. On the American Exchange, volume totaled 3.25 million shares. The average price per share up 4 cents. Richard C. Hautalette, CBS News.